streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Extreme weather is sweeping the country from east to west, north to south, where they're bracing for the possibility of the first named storm of the season.
Tropical storm warnings along the entire Texas Gulf Coast. Sandbagging began Tuesday night in Corpus Christi, where coastal flooding and up to 15 inches of rain are expected. Houston already hit hard this spring, bracing for another 6 inches of rain. Mayor John Whitmire.
I can't emphasize enough how people are going to have to be smart, look out for their neighbors, look out for their families, and don't drive in high water.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott calling for increased readiness from the State Department of Emergency Management. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Hot, windy weather is fanning the flames of wildfires in the West. At least one person has died in southern New Mexico. Thousands have been forced from their homes.
We have been through several fires in the 19 years we've been there, and none of them was fierce like this one.
A summit overseas is raising red flags in the West. Russia's Vladimir Putin and North Korea's Kim Jong-un met today in Pyongyang, where they signed a new partnership deal that includes a vow of mutual aid if either country is attacked. Kim, through an interpreter.
We will continue to further and more closely strengthen strategic communication with the Russian leadership and Russia.
Here in the U.S., Giants fans are mourning the loss of Willie Mays, a center fielder considered one of the greatest all-around players in baseball history. They paid tribute at his statue in San Francisco.
I can't believe it. He's really gone. A legend is gone.
I've always appreciated him as a human being and as a baseball player.
The city is grieving today, but also celebrating the life of an incredible person who meant so much to the Bay.
Mays played one season with the Negro Leagues, then spent 22 more with the Giants. Willie Mays was 93. Senate Republicans have blocked an attempt by Democrats to restore a Trump-era ban on a device that amps up firing power of semi-automatic weapons. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Democrats made the argument on the Senate floor that there is no legal, legitimate use for bump stocks on firearms, but their effort to ban them fell short. A Republican from Nebraska opposed it, saying the bill overreaches and would also ban lawful, necessary gun parts, too. This is all necessary because the Supreme Court overturned a Trump executive order on bump stocks from years ago.
A Grammy winner due back in court in the Hamptons at the end of July. Justin Timberlake could face up to a year in jail if he's found guilty of DWI. Markets close this Juneteenth holiday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a show of Republican unity in Racine yesterday. Two former governors, congressmen, plus the U.S. Senate candidate joined former president on stage for a rally at Festival Park. Thousands packed the lakefront grounds for an address that went over an hour. Protesters in the dozens gathered for a demonstration at Monument Square. The woman that hit and killed a Kenosha man with her car earlier this month didn't have a valid license to drive anywhere. Kenosha County prosecutors have charged 37-year-old Sheila Tenen for the hit-and-run death of Troy Wolfengard on June 8th. Tenen didn't have a Wisconsin driver's license and her Illinois license was suspended. In court yesterday, she claimed she thought she had struck a carpet, but it actually drags Wolgefart's body for blocks. Racers are taking on Racine County roads today. The Mount Pleasant Momentum is a stage of the Tour of America's Dairyland Cycling Race, and it takes over roads near the interstate. Cyclists nationwide are competing in the 11-day event spanning southeastern Wisconsin. Road closures are planned near Foxconn for the 5-mile circuit that starts at Wisconn Valley Way. A reminder that garbage collection in the city of Racine isn't happening today, as the city observes the Juneteenth Day holiday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers win with a spectacular catch. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 6-3 victory over the Angels. Down by three, the Angels' Taylor Ward took the ball deep to center field, but there was Sal Frelick to take it in on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
It's the 1-2 pitch. That ball's driven deep right center field. Frelick is there. He leaps and he makes the catch. Oh, my goodness. What a play.
Brewers Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's interesting. We had a conversation in the outfield before the game. I talked to two of their players. They were doing a drill. Let me ask you guys something. Is it me or we've had more robbed home runs this year than ever in the existence of the game? And they're like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, yes, we have too. And then the game ends like this tonight.
And Willie Mays has died. In his first ever at bat, Mays hit a home run off Braves pitcher Warren Spahn. He was named to the All-Star team 24 times. Willie Mays was 93. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 86, an afternoon shower or thunderstorm possible. A scattered shower or storm tonight with a low around 65. For Thursday, an isolated shower, otherwise partly sunny and 71. Showers and thunderstorms on your Friday with a high of 77. Currently, 78 degrees.
I'm completely convinced there's aliens. My brothers say no, they're very scientific about it. I go, well, what if they're just smarter than us and that's why we don't know they're here? Like fish don't know we're up here, but we're certainly snagging them whenever the hell we feel like it. I go, I bet if we drain the ocean, we'd find like 20 trillion tiny posters with pictures of fish that just say, missing. Thank you. Wow, that one took you guys a while. Some people really weren't in sync on that. Because I bet every time we catch a fish, the mother fish were just swimming around going, hey, wait a minute. Where'd Bill go? And you know when we throw Bill back, the other fish do not believe his story about where he was.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today. Anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I've changed my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being right.
Tablas Hits, WRJN. I'm one of the few people that thought Help was a much better movie than A Hard Day's Night. A lot of people didn't think so. I did. First of all, I love the music. I like the music from both movies. But still, you know, I thought it was a better movie. What can I tell you? It's 6:09. I'm Don Rose, and thanks for joining us here at WRJN. I see the current Surgeon General wants to put cigarette-style warning labels on. Get ready for this. Social media. The Surgeon General says it would regularly remind both parents and kids that social media has not been proven safe and can be dangerous to your health. How true is that? How are you going to put a label on social media? How does that work? We're looking for sunshine today. Chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 85. Right now it's sunny and 77 degrees here at Radio Park with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Preservation Hall, local news and timeless hits.
So sad to hear about Willie Mays at the age of 93 passing away. 22 years with the Dodgers, huh? We have Brewers baseball coming up tonight. They'll take on the Angels 8 p.m. right here. spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back here at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. 6:15 on your Wednesday morning. Today's Juneteenth Day. This is the day that kind of ended slavery. Because although the Emancipation Proclamation was signed by Abraham Lincoln in 1863, it wasn't until 2 years later that the slaves in Texas found out about it. And that was on this date in 1865, Juneteenth Day. Now you know the history. 6:15 at WRJN. I see an 18-year-old girl in 18-year-old woman in Iowa supposed to get picked up for a first date, but she decided, she didn't want to meet the guy anymore. So she just, instead of telling him that, called 911 and claimed he was her abusive ex. The cop showed up to arrest him, but realized she was lying. She's now facing charges for false reporting. You know, I don't know why she just didn't tell him, I don't want to go on a date with you. Women had no problem telling me that when I went on dates.
Fountain Hills apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Check, check, one, two. These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN, Big Deals.
Hey, I got a big deal for you right now. Four tickets, a family four-pack of tickets to the Genesee Theater in Genesee, right over the border there in Illinois. It's a movie called Summer of Soul, and you can see it tomorrow night at 7 p.m. It got a 99% Rotten Tomatoes score. It stars Stevie Wonder, B.B. King, Gladys Knight, and a host of stars from the Summer of Soul to the Genesee Theater. I've got a family four-pack of tickets. If you want to go, just give me a call. And if you ever want a gift before here at the station, you're open to do it right now. We'll give it to anybody who calls in right now at area code 262-634-9756. That's 262-634-9756. I have a four-pack of tickets right now to see Summer of Soul tomorrow night at the Genesee Theater. So give me a call right now and you get a family four-pack of tickets here from WRJN and the Genesee Theater.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellam fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, and I know. Sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away.
News and timeless hits at WRGN with Bill Withers. Ain't no sunshine. I know. I once counted. I think there were 26 of those. I once counted. When I first got into radio, we played the song and I counted them. I have to go back and count them again. It's 6:23 on your Wednesday morning with an odd but true segment. This happened back in 1983. Steve Jobs sent a typed, signed letter saying he won't give out autographs. Years later, that autograph on that letter sold at auction for $480,000. So much for not giving out autographs. 6:23, WRGN, local news and timeless hits with the Drifters.
They say the neon lights are bright. Nowhere.
Sunshine today. Afternoon showers and thunderstorms possible. Highs near 85.
Ooh, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, no.
Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing.
No, honey.
I've got your picture hanging on the wall, but I can't see. Come to me when I call your name. I realize it's just a picture in a frame.
Ooh, I read your letters, and you're not near, but they don't move me. They don't move me like when I hear your sweet voice whispering in my ear.
Don't you know? Ain't nothing like the real thing, baby. Ain't nothing like the real thing. I play my game of fantasy. I pretend, but I know in reality. I need the shelter of your arms to comfort me. No other sound is quite the same as your name.
Tammy Terrell. Boy, we lost Tammy Terrell way too soon in life. Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, ain't nothing like the real thing. At WRJN, local news and timeless hits, it's 6:29. Ariana Grande was once asked during a Q&A with young fans who she'd like to have dinner with. That person could be living or dead. And she answered Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, the serial killer from Milwaukee. She said because she's obsessed with serial killers. Well, that's kind of extra creepy. It's 6:29 at WRJN. You spoke, we listened. We've got local news and timeless hits back here at WRJN. But first, here's some local news for Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It was a show of Republican unity in Racine yesterday. Two former governors, congressmen, plus the U.S. Senate candidate joined former President Trump on stage for the rally at Festival Park. Thousands packed the lakefront grounds for an address that went over an hour. Protesters in the dozens gathered for a demonstration at Monument Square. The woman that hit and killed a Kenosha man with her car earlier this month didn't have a valid license to drive anywhere. Kenosha County prosecutors have charged 37-year-old Sheila Tenen for the hit-and-run death of Troy Wolfengard on June 8th. Tenen didn't have a Wisconsin driver's license and her Illinois license was suspended. In court yesterday, she claimed she thought she struck a carpet, but it actually dragged Wolgefart's body for blocks. Racers are taking on Racine County roads today. The Mount Pleasant Momentum is a stage of the Tour of America's Dairyland Cycling Race, and it takes over roads near the interstate. Cyclists nationwide are competing in the 11-day event spanning southeastern Wisconsin. Road closures are planned near Foxconn for the 5-mile circuit that starts at Wisconn Valley Way. A reminder that garbage collection in the city of Racine isn't happening today, as the city observes the Juneteenth Day holiday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Our Wisconsin state senators and representatives may not be in session in Madison, but they're still hearing from constituents all across the state. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. One item that seems to be popping up more frequently these days, urban sprawl and its consumption of Wisconsin farmland. Wisconsin Senator Joan Baldwig is hearing from constituents. She said whether it's a solar array project that's going in your neighborhood or a new housing project. She says Wisconsin's got to take a look at different options that help to keep farmland in place.
There's a federal program that Wisconsin maybe needs to
get on board with. It's called PACE, the Purchase of Agricultural Conservation Easement. So it's not purchasing the land, it's providing an easement to that landowner so that they can keep farming and keep that land as good productive farmland.
That's Wisconsin Senator Joan Bollwig from Marquesan, chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee. She said one piece of business that got finished last term was basically creating a bill that allows Wisconsin's Towns Association and our County Association to work a little bit more cooperatively when it comes to thinking long term on how rural land in their communities is being used. Not towns versus counties, but towns with counties. Welcome to today's Merck Minute with special guest Austin Snook, U.S. Dairy Marketing Manager for Merck Animal Health. Some exciting things happening at Merck Animal Health. Austin, talk to me about the new M-Power product and the dairy portfolio that Merck Animal Health has built. It's different from other industry portfolios, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a great question. So really having all these solutions under one entity looking at biopharma, monitoring and identification allows us to offer a fully integrated experience for customers so that each of our products amplifies the other to help them all work together and work better than ever before. And so really that translates to more efficiency and better performance for dairy producers.
Excellent. Thanks, Austin. Austin Snook, U.S. Dairy Marketing Manager for Merck Animal Health, along with us. That's today's Merck Minute. Learn more at empowerdairy.com. And for farms in Wisconsin that want to try to expand, it can be a very, very complicated permitting process. Now, Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative has announced they're rolling out a brand new program they call Maestro that will provide farms with tools and resources to help them navigate the permitting process. You can find out more about the Maestro program and other food-related news items on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. That's a quick snapshot of what's happening in food news on a Wednesday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, a high near 86, an afternoon shower or thunderstorm possible. A scattered shower or storm tonight with a low around 65. For Thursday, an isolated shower, otherwise partly sunny and 71. Showers and thunderstorms on your Friday with a high of 77. Currently, 78 degrees.
No one wants a salad. We have to be tricked into eating salad. You want a salad? No, no. You can go to the salad bar.
Bar?
Is there going to be booze and women there? I don't understand the appeal of the salad bar. I go out to dinner so I don't have to make my own food. Well, I don't want to make my own salad. Here's our salad bar, and over there's our dishwashing bar. The kids can wash all the dishes they want. That's a good deal. You ever see the items they have at the salad bar? They got lettuce, tomatoes, a tub of chocolate pudding. Who's putting chocolate pudding on their salad? How many pregnant women are going to the salad bar? What is this, Fear Factor?
Tell me, what did I do wrong to make you stay away?
local news and timeless hits for you here at WRJM with Diana Ross and the Supremes and Baby Love. I don't know if she was Diana Ross and the Supremes back then. I think she was just the Supremes. Hey, we've got the Summer of Soul coming up to the theaters. It'll be tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Genesee Theater. And this is going to be a music documentary starring Stevie Wonder, B.B. King, and Gladys Knight. It got a Rotten Tomatoes score of 99%. You don't usually see them that high. It's a fascinating documentary with a treasure trove of iconic performances from an historic music festival, the Summer of Soul. You want to go see it tomorrow night at the Genesee Theater? All right, I got tickets right now. I got a family four pack for you at 262-634-9756. Anybody can call in and win them. 262-634-9756. We'll have some more tickets to give away throughout the morning. Got a whole bunch of them for you. So a family four pack of tickets to go see Summer of Soul at the Genesee Theater tomorrow night at 7. I'll give you a family four pack right now. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Here's Paul Simon.
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. Ooh, mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, ain't the queen of Corona. Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Congratulations to Melvina. She's our latest winner of tickets to go see Summer of Soul tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the Genesee Theater. That's tomorrow night, Melvina. All right? So make sure you remember that. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the Genesee Theater. Tracks of My Tears. Here's Smokey and the Miracles. WRJM, local news and timeless hits.
People say I'm the life of the party, 'cause I tell a joke or two. Trace the tracks of my tears.
To my tears, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles here at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. I'm Don Rosen. It is 6:44 on your Wednesday morning. Today, of course, Juneteenth Day. How about some moron news? These people, there's never a shortage of this. A man in Illinois was on supervised release after serving an 11-year prison sentence for robbing a bank of $87,000. Well, he's back in jail because he was caught stealing $1 from a grocery store. Meanwhile, you've seen people catch foul balls at baseball games holding a small child. Well, this guy in Texas robbed a bank while holding a small child. He's still on the loose. Cops have footage of him from surveillance cameras. That's your edition of Moron News this morning, 6:45 now.
Hospice Alliance volunteers are often asked if it's difficult to support patients and families during life's most difficult time. They emphatically share that they are grateful to help their community and feel they receive more in return than they could ever give. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. If you'd like to learn more about Hospice Alliance's services or assisting in our mission, visit hospicealliance.org.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Every Sunday home game, nine lucky kids, ages 6 to 13, will appear on the field during the national anthem. Enter a child for their chance to have their major league moment today by visiting your local participating PNC bank. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time you hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. China, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on.
Timeless hits at WRJN, where it's time for Odd But True. There's a town in Nevada on the way from Southern California to Las Vegas called Jean, J-E-A-N. They have a casino and the world's largest Chevron gas station. But they have a population of zero. Not one person lives there. Huh. Everyone who works in the town lives somewhere else. My question was, who pays taxes? Where do they get the police station from? Where do they get the garbage collection? How about the fire department? Who's going to pay for all that, huh? 1972, the year I love this song. Gallery, nice to be with you. 6:52 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say. This feels my room.
Wilson Pickett with local news and timeless hits. This is WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed on your Wednesday morning. It's Juneteenth Day today. It's a holiday, federal holiday today. The Birds, Turn, Turn, Turn Now, WRJN.
Everything turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose.
Turn, turn, turn. There is a season. Turn, turn, turn.